Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, Mr. Clark, I must tell you, I've seen a lot of beautiful babies in my life, and I've had three of them of my own, but welcome to the experience of being a grandparent, you and your lovely bride.
Well, thank you.
That is one beautiful baby.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we like to think so, and, you know, everybody's got their opinions. Right? But
it's a beautiful baby. I concur.
It's a wonderful thing to be a grandparent.
But let's be honest, though. How many times people said, boy, that child looks just like you?
You know, come on now. That could go one of two ways, Rob.
I know. And you can't. I mean, especially if it's the grandmother or your own mother, you can't say, come on now. Yeah. Let's just be realistic. None of us look like our children the moment that they're born.
That's right.
If we do, it's kind of weird.
Exactly. All right, that's Lance O'Brien. This is the Inside Connection. This is in my thought process every day because, yes, how many people? I mentioned very first thing this morning because of the U.S. Steel story, talking about how many people are turning 65 every day right here in Allegheny County. So that's why this show is important. Remember, Bridging the Healthcare Gap, 888-818-6334. It is MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Your host, Lance O'Brien. Mr. Church is here. We've got a lot to get to. So, Mr. Clark, let's get started.
Church Clark, it works.
Well, you know, because both of you are ministers.
That's right.
That was what was on my mind. You see, I have two for the price of one.
And there you go.
Because I need all the help I can get.
Are you in confessional this morning?
No. If we were in confessional, it wouldn't be on the air. All
right. So, that's awesome.
Let's get going, Mr. Lance O'Brien.
Yeah, so we winded down our Medicare 101 series last week, which we really like to do before the enrollment period, right? Help people understand what Part A is, Part B, Part D, C with the Advantage Plan, supplement, really just walk them through and give them a good base. And it's hard for me to believe, isn't it, Mark, that we're like less than six weeks away from the annual enrollment period.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
It's crazy. I feel like a kid, you know, like kids, like Christmas just happened and then it's there again, right? Mm-hmm. That's how the enrollment period feels.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's one of my favorite time of year, actually. I just love riding that wave. I love getting excited about it. I love the adrenaline of the whole thing. And you know, our motto, our thing is we love helping people.
Absolutely. You know, Medicare made simple. So, Rob, we got some great carriers lined up for the coming weeks as we get approaching. And even as we get into the enrollment, UPMC will be with us. Highmark.
Oh, that's great.
Aetna. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Cigna's going to be with us. We also are going to have the preferred primary care physician, Senior Care Advantage back on. So a lot of great topics. And, you know, I think the hardest part of the show for me now, between now and October 1st, is we're starting to see what's coming out, but we can't say a word, right? But there's some great enhancements this year. Again, as Mark said, we really just want to help people. So today what we're going to do is we want to have, I'll just call it maybe a little bit of story time, you know, because I think what's important is people think maybe I'm alone, I'm on an island, and yes, their situation is individual, Rob, but we see similar veins, right? Similar lines in the stories of all the people. And between him and I, over the last 5 years, we've seen thousands of people. Thousands, Rob, and helped them walk through this process. So excited to share some of those stories and everything today. Obviously, we're going to tie them back to the new ebook we just got out about the five biggest mistakes that people make, because they've been inspired by a lot of these people we've met over time, and we're happy to answer questions. So it's going to be a great day.
All right. Now, listen, I want to remind everyone, we have those representatives every week from the start of the show until noon standing by. You can set up an appointment. There is never a charge for their services. How do you do it? 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. So you and Mr. Clark, let's get going. Let's start off with this day in history. Who wants to go?
Yeah. So this day in history, we're going way back in time. 43 B.C.
That's a way back.
That's a ways back.
I want to go on record today. His name is Mark, but I promise you, before our time is up, I will call him Mike Clark.
Mike Clark?
Because of my buddy over there at Channel 4, who does a lot for the Great Diocese of Pittsburgh, speaking of church. So if I call you Mike or anybody hears that, just know that I'm always thinking of my buddy Mike Clark.
Hey, that's great. I won't take it personally.
And if you bring a Clark bar in, I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'll remember that. I'll have to remember that.
There you go.
All right, go ahead.
So this day in history, 43 BC, Octavian, later known as Caesar Augustus, becomes the first consul And that was really the launching of the great Roman Empire that started in 27 BC and lasted almost 500 years.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, huh?
1561, we got Mary, Queen of Scots, arrives in Leith, Scotland to assume the throne after spending 13 years in France. So we're going way back here.
We are going way back. Maybe there's nothing exciting that's happened in the last few years, but if you've ever seen the series Tudors, it's really an interesting look at that time period with Henry VIII and how his reign went and his children and everything. Pretty interesting. Have you seen that?
I have not seen that.
It's a great series.
Really?
Great series.
All right, what else we have?
1848, the New York Herald is the first major newspaper to report the discovery of gold in California for the great gold rush.
And everybody was off to the West, were they not?
They were off to the races and off to the West.
Speaking of races.
Yeah. In 1909, the first car race to be run on brick occurred at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
It's amazing.
It is. Have you ever been to a NASCAR?
No, but I know a couple of years ago, AAA Central, we actually sent some people there. They just raved about it. Said it's a spectacular week of nothing but pure fun and racing.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my grandfather lived in Daytona Beach. So we would go down and we never went to the race, but you could hear from his house. You could hear the track. It was crazy. Unbelievable. 2004, Google Inc. stock began selling on the NASDAQ. The initial price was set at $85 and ended the day at $100.34 with more than 22 million shares traded.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in 2020, Apple Incorporated became the first company to be valued at over $2 trillion.
What was that number there? Was that
$2 trillion. That sounds like a good salary for me.
Not a bad company, huh? $2 trillion. Some famous birthdays. Bill Clinton turns 77 years old today. John Stamos of Full House fame.
And Beach Boys fame.
There you go. And then one of the friends, Matthew Perry, turns 54. I'll give you the deaths.
The deaths. Oh, I get the deaths. Okay. Caesar Augustus on this date, he was 75. Groucho Marx was 96. These all passed on this date. And Tony Scott was 68. He's from Top Gun.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Right.
A lot of movies. Sad how he went, though. Really, really sad.
Speaking of Caesar, so in this segment.
Same guy.
He gets the gig, and then the last day they say.
He rose to power. I was wondering if you're going to catch that. He rose to power on August 19th, and he died, and he reigned for over 40 years, which if you look at the history of the Roman Empire, that was a pretty long reign because.
usually it was a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and it was over, right?
Yeah, we think going to the sending to president now is a dangerous game. It was really dangerous back then.
And the last thing he said. Who is this guy Brutus? He just keeps bugging me every day. But, you know, Bill Clinton, let's give this guy a little bit of credit here. You realize some of this stock that we're talking about, it all began during his time out there in Silicon Valley in the 80s. You rolled it into the 90s, Microsoft, Apple. Now we have Google, Amazon. So his time, and we had a balanced budget less than 30 years ago.
Yeah, that was the last time, wasn't it?
So something to think about. All right, we're going to get to a break. We have a trivia question, too, do we not?
We do. So we've talked a lot about stock prices, the value of companies this morning. The most expensive stock in terms of the stock price for an A share belongs to what company?
Well, I know the answer without looking at it, but I'm sure somebody's going to get it very quickly. And you want that gas card, courtesy of these folks at MediConnect. It is 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. Tell them about your seminars, please.
Sure. On 8/22, we're going to be August 22nd, Holiday Inn at South Point. That's in Canonsburg. On August 24th, we're at Old Economy Village. That's in Ambridge. On August 28th, we'll be at Washington Jefferson College in the Burnett Center. On August 29th, we'll be in the Avalon Public Library in Avalon. We'll be coming to North Huntington, Monroeville, Allegheny Health Network, McCandless, will be in Bridgeville, Beaver, Cranberry the next coming weeks. Just go to MediConnectInsurance.com, go to the seminars tab, and you can register, or you could call our live representatives, 888-818-6334.
All right, coming up, we'll give you the answer to the trivia question, and also, assuming employer coverage means you have no need of Medicare. We'll examine that in much more in just a couple of moments. Mark Clark, Lance O'Brien, this is MediConnect, the Inside Connection with Rob Pratt, along for the ride for another Saturday on KDKA. And congratulations to Teresa. She is the winner of the trivia question. And here is the question and the answer. And she will get a $15 gas card. Good to go.
The most expensive stock in terms of price. You knew it without even looking.
It's my man.
Warren Buffett.
Love him. Every day, Instagram, Reels. I watch he and Charlie Munger. Best advice. And you know who reminds me a lot of those two? A young Brian Breisinger.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's why I think I was so attracted to whatever he had to say, because he speaks in those terms. That's the kind of wealth that you get with people like you all at MediConnect.
We appreciate it. So, yeah, Berkshire Hathaway, the stock closed at $521,833.50 on July 13th. That's a pretty expensive share.
That is.
Yes.
That is. And if I could have a bucket list interview right now, it would be Warren Buffett talking about U.S. Steel.
Mm. That would be really interesting.
Well, because he would be the one who would make sense of the whole thing and explain right. why this is such a big story.
Yeah.
And because of him, Kraft Heinz taking over Heinz, what people don't understand, I'm just going to make this real quick. We need to start teaching next generation, how to build things, make things.
Yeah.
If you look at your business, the reason why so many who came out of that era, the greatest generation, you know, matriculated Social Security, had their pension, and got Medicare.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It worked out. Mm-hmm. The world has changed now. So that's why people like me and a little younger, a little older, need MediConnect more than ever. Mm-hmm. Your health care is as important as your 401k.
Yeah, and it's not. That's the thing. When the shift happened in the late 70s, early 80s, and we went away from pensions to 401ks, the health care was one of the first things because it's so expensive, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why when you're moving into this and making the decision, it's such a huge piece of your retirement.
All right, good stuff, guys. Okay, let's tell everybody again, we are here today on MediConnect. I want to remind you that they've got those seminars coming up. They are free of charge, but you got to reserve your space. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. You can call one of the advisors right now and also set up an appointment, no charge for their services, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab. Lance, tell them where you're going to be and then go into your topic.
Sure. This Tuesday, we'll be at the Holiday Inn South Point in Canonsburg. I'll actually be there that night. The 24th, we're going to be at Old Economy Village in Ambridge. That's a new location. You should come see us, Rob.
I know it well.
Yeah, I figured you did. On the 28th, we're going to be at Washington and Jefferson at the Burnett Center, room 109. And then another new location for us on 829 will be at the Avalon Public Library on South Home Avenue in Avalon.
You like that little fireball I gave you, don't you?
Dude, you were making me jealous. I'll be honest with you. My mouth's a little hot right now, so hopefully some good stuff comes out.
Well, you can thank my cousin Amy Mock, because she has a little jar of them outside of her office here at Odyssey, and I took a couple today. I had a little tickle in the throat, so make me feel like a kid again.
It brought me back to my childhood, to be honest with you.
But so just like I did as a kid, I shared my candy.
Thank you so much, Rob. That's a good sharer.
Thank you.
So what we want to talk about today over the next couple segments is, as we've mentioned, we put out an ebook maybe about a month ago now on the five biggest mistakes. And really that ebook, Rob, was created out of stories, mm-hmm. the lives of people that we've intersected, and not just one here or there, but really just thousands of people over the years. And it's really helped us as we're sitting down with people to make sure that they're not making those mistakes. So I want to start off first with a lady named Linda. She called me probably about 2 months ago, and she was like, I'm turning 65. You helped my husband 3 or 4 years ago, you know, speaking to me directly. And she's like, I'm going to keep working, but somebody told me I had to sign up for A and B. Is that true? Right. And if we had a dollar for every time we heard that, Mark, right?
right.
You know, we would be retiring at 62, maybe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But so then we went on to this conversation, and I was like, well, no, that's not necessarily true. And she said, well, I want to keep my group coverage. And I was like, okay. I mm-hmm. said, do you mind if I ask you a couple questions?
Right.
And the first one was, is how much do you pay for it? Right. So she told me her premium was about $200 a month, which that's not bad. If you start getting into the Medicare space, by the time you pay your Part B, if you have mm-hmm. to, and your supplemental, whether it's an advanced plan, you're about the same price. But then I asked another question. I said, what's your deductible? Right. Mm-hmm. Like, how much do you have to pay before the plan pays? And she was like, well, my deductible is $2,000. Mm-hmm. And then because we do this so much, I said, do you happen to have an HSA, health savings account? And she was, yes, I do have that type of coverage. Mm-hmm. Then it led into, what's your coinsurance? What's your max out of pocket? And then here's the question that I asked, Rob. How much are you contributing to your HSA every month. $400. Now, again, there's tax. There's great tax benefits of an HSA.
Real quick, I got deer in the headlight looks, and I'm being honest with you. I this has been popping up. I don't know. This is must be some kindred spirit thing going on here. I've seen that come up in conversation or in print or something 10, 15, 20 times this week. Exactly what is this? And make some sense of this HSA. What is it?
So HSA is a health savings account. It's a type of insurance that employers are really gravitating to. The reason that they're gravitating to it is they can offer it at a low premium because the onus or the responsibility is more on the employee, right? Because it's got that big deductible, right? So they're attracted to it. But what the employee does then is they can put money into a savings account and they can use that to pay for their coverage.
Now, here's what I heard this week. We were talking about Medicare and your name always comes up and they said, and I don't even know if they told me to ask you, but I think I was already thinking the same thing. Can you not go on Medicare until you've spent that money?
No, no, you have to stop contributing.
Okay.
If you go on Medicare.
Okay.
The moment you sign up for either Part A or Part B, it doesn't have to be both, any part of Medicare, you have to stop contributing to that HSA. Okay. Now, you can carry the funds forward and you can use them for almost all of your health expenses unless you go with a supplement.
So
right?
they can work side by side then?
They can work side by side. So they can use that money. So this is what I, this is the conversation I had with the lady. And sorry, Mark, I'm just going to walk through this.
No,
so
he's been up with a baby.
This is the conversation we had. You're paying $600 a month for your coverage,
right?
That's because between the $200 and the $400 in the health savings, she's like, yeah, but I like it to pay for it. I said, but here's the one thing you got at least to consider. And again, Rob, if anybody who's listening this morning knows anything about us, I'm fine with whatever she decides to do. Mm-hmm. But if she has a bad health issue on that HSA, she's going to burn through that money she's saving every month. Mm-hmm. Where if she goes to Medicare and she has that money that she can still use, but she doesn't have a big deductible, right? She doesn't have big copays. That money's going to stretch so much farther for her. Mm-hmm. And when she started really looking at the numbers, she was like, I'd be crazy if I don't go to Medicare. And this is the story that we hear similar to this. And it doesn't always have to be an HSA, but people are like, I'm going to keep working. My coverage is pretty good. I'm just not going to do anything with Medicare. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest mistakes someone can make when they get to age 64 is not take the time to review their coverage. Mark, I know you've seen this time and time again.
All the time. And, you know, that's we sit down with people and we just say, look, we should compare apples to apples. We should take a look at what's your coverage really costing you. Right. What really surprised me most of the time is people don't know what they're paying for their prescriptions. They go pick up one this week and one next week, and they're not really thinking about what their prescriptions are costing them on a monthly basis. And so then we'll show them what Medicare is going to cost, and then they have a hard time even putting those numbers together sometimes. And so, you know, comparison's really important in this process.
It is. And Rob, most people, when they're thinking about their group coverage, they're focused on one thing. What do I pay for it? They know what's coming out of their check, right? But they don't know what it's going to cost them if they have to go to the doctor. They don't know what happened, what they're going to pay if they have a significant health issue that arises, right? And the thing of it is you should always compare. When you're getting and approaching Medicare age, it's the mistake we see all the time that people spend way more money than they have to mm-hmm. for coverage that's not as good as what they could get on Medicare.
And we haven't even mentioned, do they have creditable coverage?
Yeah, yeah. Some companies don't offer coverage that reaches the minimum standard of Medicare. So that's why the seminars are such a big deal, Rob, right? That's why we talk about them all the time, because we know that we need people to at least sit down, get the information, and then move into a personal one-on-one conversation.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
So beyond that comparison, Mark, what's the next kind of thing that we see generally?
Well, another mistake that people make is they're not relying on professional guidance, right? This is what happens. Their neighbor, they're talking in the yard, oh, you should be on the plan I'm on. Or your coworker says, this is how Medicare works. Or a family member, they're on a plan, they say it works well for them, and they think that's the plan you should be on, right? And I'll put it in quotes, right? Air quotes. This is what I've heard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we recently had Lauren and I were at seminar this week, and one of the fellas there, His question was, well, I heard that the donut hole is only for people of a certain age.
All right, listen. We're going to pick up on that on the other side and much more. We're going to tell you about the seminars. But if you need to set up that appointment, there is never a charge for their services. We've got live advisors standing by until noon today. Any question you need answered off the air, the number is 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. And if you have a question for either Mark or Lance and you want to talk to them right now, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. This is MediConnect, the inside connection. David Ballarato, moments away with that news update at 9:30. It's your Pratt Pack. Good morning. All right, we've got some calls for Mark and Lance, but I want to remind everyone, this is where they're going to be, the upcoming seminars, and I'm going to tell you how to register. They are free, but you have to register. But first, Lance is going to tell you where they will be in the coming weeks.
Yeah, so this Tuesday, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn South Point, Cannonsburg, on the 24th. Thursday, we'll be at Old Economy Village in Ambridge. The 28th, Washington and Jefferson College, we're going to be in the Burnett Center, room 109. And on the 29th, Avalon Public Library in Avalon. We're also going to be in North Huntington, Beaver, Cranberry, Monroeville, McCandless in the coming weeks.
All right. Again, here's how you register free of charge. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. They're free of charge, but you have to register. Let's get to Cranberry and say hi to Jeff. Jeff, you're on KDK. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, Jeff.
Good
morning.
Okay, my question is there any disadvantage to going on your company, staying on your company plan? I turned 65 in September. I met with you guys, and we would pay at our income level. The total cost would be $905 a month. Through my company, it's $50 every other week, $500 deductible, about $50 a month in copay, and about $50 for a doctor visit.
Yeah, I mean, just listening to that, and if you met with us, I'm assuming that they said you probably should stay with your group coverage. I mean, it sounds like you have an IRMA, which for those people who don't know what that is, that's an income-related monthly adjustment amount, so you're not going to pay the normal amount for your Part B. So in the scenario you just outlined, if you're going to continue working, as long as you're actively working, I'd keep that group plan.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. You know, that is a situation a lot of people deal with. I mean, I'm still working, and I'm 66, and I know people 5, 6, 7 years older than me are still working. So there comes that rug cutting time, right?
Yeah. And that's why, again, for us, it's like you shouldn't just automatically assume that you should go to Medicare, and you shouldn't also automatically assume that you should stay on your group coverage. That's why it's mistake number one, is you really have to look at, are you going to pay what somebody normally pays for Medicare Part B? Are you going to have an elevated cost? And again, it's not just premium. What's the coverage, right? Because as you know, Rob, health can change at any time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So if you do keep working and your health changes, are you going to have the coverage that you want?
Let me tell you how you know you're getting old. You get a new car, you almost get hit at an intersection. The old days would be like, boy, thank goodness they didn't hit my car. But now you're like, oh man, if I would have got hit, I could have got hurt and ended up in a hospital. How am I going to afford that?
Yeah.
That's where your mindset should always be looking at healthcare, preventative, but also the coverage. You've got to have the right coverage, especially when you've got to this point in your life, right?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
All right, here's Rudy in the North Hills. You're on KDK. Hi, Rudy.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding what Medicare deducts from a person every month or per year versus, I'll give you for instance, my wife and I both have UPMC for life, HMO. My wife has the HMO RX Choice plan, and her what she has to pay for that is only $36 a month, and Medicare picks up the rest. The plan I have is a HMO with no RX, and I don't pay anything at all. And they deduct $164.90 out of both of our contributions or Social Security checks. When does that actually go up? I understand they base it on your income, but what's the next step from $164.90?
So, Rudy, this is Mark. So 164.90 is the standard premium. So if your income falls in a certain range, then that you're going to pay the standard income. But if it goes above that range, do you and your wife file your taxes jointly?
Yeah, we file every year.
Okay.
I was wondering though, what would be the next step up from 164.90?
I believe this year it's $230.
Yeah, it's right around $230, $235, but you have to be at about almost $194,000, $197,000
combined. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Okay. Well, thank you so much for helping us out that way.
Oh, yeah.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right, that's what you guys do every day, and that's why we appreciate you so much. And again, we've got those representatives until noon at 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com.
Yeah, so Mark, before we hit the break last time and took the questions, you were starting to tell a story from a seminar this week.
Yeah, one of the questions we got at the seminar was this fella asked us if he thought the donut hole only applied to people at a certain age. And yeah, people that are 65 or older and on Medicare. Anybody that's on Medicare, the donut hole could apply. Only about 3-5% of people ever make it to the donut hole. And, you know, the nice thing, Lance, is we can walk people through that. We can show them literally if they're going to hit the donut hole and what pharmacy they pay the least amount for their drugs and what they're going to be paying for their prescription drugs. And so, you know, it's important to understand that sometimes people are relying on what your neighbor thinks, how it works. And, you know, what you've heard isn't necessarily the truth.
Right. Yeah. And that's where, you know, this second mistake is, you know, when we see the biggest mistakes, Rob, is when people do try to do it on their own. And again, there's a lot of intelligent people out there. I get it.
Yeah,
I understand.
Your services are free.
They're free. Yeah. You know, you're getting expert advice. And again, we don't say this much anymore because I think we just kind of perceive that people know it, but we're so unbiased in this process, Rob.
Absolutely.
Like for us, it's truly about the education, them understanding where they can make an educated decision. But yeah, it's free. I mean, I can go out and check my oil. I can fill my windshield washer fluid right now. I can do a bunch of different things. But if I need my motor replaced, guess what? I'm not even going to start to attempt to replace my motor, right? Because I'm not going to even start the thing again. And that's Medicare, right? Like, you know, you can go around the edges and try to understand some stuff on your own. But if you really want to make sure that you don't blow things up, you need to talk to somebody who lives this every day.
Yeah, absolutely. There are nuances to it that the average person just doesn't know, right? The creditable coverage, you know, what the drug coverage is going to look like, special circumstances, right? And well, so,
yeah, let's go back to the HSA from earlier, Mark, right? Say somebody does have an HSA and they want to keep working, but they sign up for Part A.
Right.
That's a problem,
right?
And they don't know that. They're like, well, everybody signs up for Part A.
Right.
Well, the thing of it is there's one instance where you don't want to sign up for Part A.
Right.
And that's if you have an HSA that you're going to keep and you keep working. And that's where, Rob, there's so many intricate pieces to this that we just want to make sure people don't make those mistakes.
Yeah, you don't want to make. But why did this HSA all of a sudden become like the clear choice for many corporate entities moving forward? It's a good deal for both sides, I guess, but why?
It's cost effective, Rob. I mean, the cost of healthcare is really like in the group sector before the age of 65 is really out of control. So employers want to offer that benefit, right, to their people, right, because it's attractive for them to work there and stuff. But in order to do that, they're looking for the most cost effective ways. And if they can balance it.
Okay, well, we were talking about stocks earlier, right? I don't know if you heard this news this week that Amazon is going to maybe try to start their own healthcare print. Their own. So think about these companies that have gazillions of dollars because they did it the right way. So then they start having people buy in, and then you've got a bank that's like Fort Knox full of cash, and people are getting good healthcare. How's that going to sit with some of the big ones from coast to coast in this country? Or is it entrepreneurism and is it capitalism at its best? This could be the footprint, kind of an offshoot of this HSA. What do you think?
Well, my thing is anything that we can do that provides better health care at a more affordable cost, I would be open to seeing happen in our country, right? You know, because you, the one thing you can't always control is that, right? You know,
well, you got time. Apple now, $1 trillion company.
Yep. Yep. You know, and there's legislation going forth to lower the age of Medicare. You know, I don't know that Medicare for All would ever work. And, you know, maybe it would the way we are in a budget. And I don't want to get into a political discussion necessarily, but the way we are in our budget right now, it'd be really hard to do that. But I could see where they could, you know, to me, it always made sense, Rob. And this isn't in the script. We're going totally off script and I'm fine with that. But to me, if somebody can retire and take their Social Security at age 62, it should make sense to me that they could also get Medicare at age 62.
Yep.
Like, why is that not a possibility? Why do they have to have that 3 years when they've retired? Where, and also, why are we penalizing them by only allowing them to make a certain amount of money until a certain age?
Well, and you said how your health can change any moment. Many people try to hang on till 70 for that last most amount when it comes to Social Security, and sadly, they don't make it.
Yeah, if we want to do a service to our elderly population, senior population, if we could get that age down to 62, not limit the amount of money they could make after age 62 or start taxing their Social Security, you know, I'd be on board for all of that because I think that it would help the employer. You know, you just have to figure out the money. Right?
All right, my dad retired at 58 after 40 years, 1985, and I said to him, why now? He said, because I'm not going to wait till I'm 62 or 65 to get Social Security and end up dying of a heart attack.
And that's the thing. I mean, my dad passed away at 69. He waited till he, I think he was 66 to take a Social Security. Like, you know, you know, you work all those years and...
I know.
It's flabbergasting to me.
Good stuff. We're going to come back one more segment with Mark and Lance. This is MediConnect, the Inside Connection. Those advisors standing by, you need to make an appointment. Just make an appointment today before you do anything else today. Make an appointment free of charge and then get started because they're going to put you where you need to be. It is 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. All right, we are back on the Inside Connection, MediConnect. And again, they're going to be at the Holiday Inn South Point on August 22nd, all of these at 6, and then on the 24th, Old Economy Village in Beaver County, the 28th, Washington Jefferson College, and then the 29th, they're going to be at Avalon's Public Library, which is on South Home Avenue in Avalon, Pennsylvania. Also still to come in the next few weeks, North Huntington, Monroeville, the Allegheny Health Network, McCandless, Bridgeville, Beaver, Cranberry, all of that in the coming weeks. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab or those live advisors until noon today. These are free seminars, but you have to register 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. So the whole thing, Lance, you just want to help write the story.
We do. We want to help write people's story and make sure that their story isn't littered with mistakes. I mean, it's amazing, Rob. We were talking about this on one of the breaks. We started the show 5 years ago. How the time has flied. And at that point in time, Rob, we were assisting about 1,000 people a year. And we were having about 10 to 20 seminars a year. This year, we'll do 120 seminars across the state. We're helping north of 5,000 people a year walk through this process. We've got an amazing team. Mm-hmm. We've got a client services, client experience division that we're building up. We've got some great managers. You know, and again, for us, it's always been about the education and the relationship. And I just got some notifications on my phone. We've had a bunch of people actually sign up to attend seminars since we've been on the show because I think people are realizing that this education is really important.
Well, sometimes you have to go off the script to really hit home.
Yeah.
I think the conversation we were talking about today, these headlines are affecting everybody right now.
They
absolutely
are.
And
that's
what you get. You get this information when you sit across the desk with them at their beautiful headquarters. You're going to absolutely love what they can do for you. And this really all began because of Brian dealing with a woman when he was in the world of finance who was struggling with everything and she was petrified. And healthcare is really, that's the reason why most people still work past retirement
age. They're working for healthcare, Rob. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I see it every day.
And in some cases, it's detrimental to their health.
It is.
Yes.
So anyway, go ahead, guys.
Yeah, I mean, so we're not obviously going to get through all of the stories and all the mistakes, but Mark, if you kind of want to just walk us through the last three mistakes that are in the ebook, and you know, we'll kind of wrap up with how we can help people.
Sure. The third mistake we're talking about is not fully understanding the initial decision that you make, right?
Yeah.
you're not fully understanding what your coverage is, the benefits that come along with it, all of that stuff. You know, there's a lot of details to it. We study this stuff every day. We live this.
Yeah, I had a lady call me actually this week, lives right 5 minutes from me, surprisingly, but she said, I want to get one of those UPMC supplements. And Mark's laughing right away because UPMC's got great plants, but they don't do supplements.
Right.
And that's just an earmark of the confusion. They do Medicare Advantage plans, but they don't do supplements. Right. And that's where people really don't understand the terminology. That's why when we're enrolling someone, we have to make sure they understand the difference between a supplement and an Advantage plan. And that's a huge initial decision, right? So
absolutely.
Super, super important. So number four.
Being brand loyal, not comparing your options. I see this all the time. People have a certain coverage when they're in the group coverage from work. You know, they've always been a client of this carrier, and now they don't want to even consider any other options. And the problem with that is there's so many options available, and there's so many differences between the extra benefits and how it's going to cover their medications or even the doctor network, how much you travel. There's a lot of things that can go into this.
Wasn't your aunt, when you got started in the business, she was like a lifelong, she was on one carrier, loved the carrier, but she desperately wanted something in her health care.
She did, yeah. She needed hearing aids. And the plan she was on, she had been on it for years. You know, it was costing her $80 a month. It wouldn't give her anything towards her hearing aids. I was able to cut her premium in half, $40 a month, less than $40 a month, and she got hearing aids for no additional cost.
Hearing aids for free. And again, it's just a matter of knowing where you can go and find that, right? But she was happy with her plan. She had a need, and she didn't realize that she could go find it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And we helped her find it.
Well, you guys find a lot of things.
Yeah. And then the fifth one, you know, because I know time is fleeting on us here, but getting complacent and not consistently reviewing yearly options. And I think this is true of people who have Medicare Advantage plans. I also think it's true of people who have supplements.
Yeah.
I talked to somebody yesterday, Rob, that has a Plan F. Now, Medicare did away with offering Plan F 2 years ago. Actually, almost 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you're on a Plan F, right, you don't have any out-of-pocket expenses for Part A and B. The problem is because they're not offering it anymore. What do you think's happening to the average age of the people that are in that plan? The age is rising. Because the age is rising, what do you think's happening to the premiums in those plans?
Yeah.
They're also going up. The company's not going to eat it. So if you're listening today and you've had a Plan F and you're like, I love your coverage, my coverage, which you should, because it's amazing coverage, right? Incredibly comprehensive. But if you're healthy, you really owe it to yourself to look at a Plan G. There's such a minuscule difference between a Plan F and a Plan G. It's $226 deductible for Medicare Part B, but you could save yourself $80 to $100 a month in the premium.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't change your coverage other than one small thing, right? So, like, people just kind of get complacent, and the same is true in Medicare Advantage. How much have Medicare Advantage plans changed in the last couple of years?
Medicare, I always call it the Christmas tree effect, right? They're always trying to outdo what they did last year, and this is a competitive market. Pittsburgh's a super competitive market. They want to get your business, so they're throwing money and benefits. There's been incredible changes just in the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago, there was no such thing. Unless you had Medicare and Medicaid, you weren't getting a flex card.
Nope.
You weren't getting a debit card to help pay your co-pays, right? You weren't getting coverage that would help you with implants. Like, there was so many things that you couldn't get on a normal Medicare Advantage plan that's available now on a good amount of them. Not every one of them. A per stay, hospital stay, right? Like, there's so many benefits that have changed. And this is what happens, Rob. They get on a plan. They don't have a lot of health needs. They just keep rolling with it. Then a health need rises and they're like, oh, no. Now what do I do? Right? Mm-hmm. Where they should be seeing what else is new out there every single year.
Yep.
And a lot of times they can change plan. If they're loyal to a brand, whether it's a Highmark, a UPMC, an Aetna, United Health plan, healthcare, Cigna, they could maybe even move to another plan with the same company that will provide them benefits they don't have right now.
How many times do we hear, "I'll see you next year"?
We see it quite a bit, yeah. Right? You know, we're right in the middle now of reaching out to all of our client base because we feel like it's important. You know, we want to be able to connect with them. If you guys got questions a month from now, we want to be there for you.
That database is so important. Okay, we got about a minute left. All yours. Minute and a half.
Seminars, Mark, you want to hit them one more time because we've had such a registration this morning.
August 22nd, the Holiday Inn South Point, that's in Canonsburg. August 24th, the Old Economy Village in Ambridge. August 28th, Washington and Jefferson College, that's the Burnett Center in room 109. And then August 29th, Avalon Public Library right there in Avalon. We're coming to North Huntington. Monroeville will be there a couple times soon. AHN McCandless, Bridgeville, Beaver, Cranberry in the next few weeks. Go to Medicare, MediConnectInsurance.com. Click the seminars tab. You can register there, or you can register with our live agents, 888-818-6334.
Anything else?
Hey, we want to help you. Doesn't cost you a dime. You're not going to be pressured to buy anything. It's not a sales process. It's an education process that turns into a relationship, right? Like, we're going to be there for you year after year. If you have questions, we're going to answer them. And again, that's the passion behind our company. That's why we have almost 255 star reviews. Like, you know, we love what we do. We love the people we work with, and we just want to make sure people avoid mistakes and that they're able to get the health care they've worked so hard for at a price they can afford.
Listen, and I don't think this is an unfair statement, but if you team up with MediConnect and you get in there and get a plan that is right for you, you're going to have better coverage than in most cases you had during your working years, because mm-hmm. there are so many opportunities, and these healthcare carriers really want to reward those who have been paying the freight their entire life, right?
You're going to get, generally, you're going to get better coverage on Medicare than you had during your working years.
What does that tell you in 30 seconds, when that statement? That just goes to show you how important what you do is and what Medicare is, right?
Yeah, and again, it's your health needs do go into that, right? Because for some people, a supplement is the best thing, hands down. For others, a Medicare Advantage is the plan to go.
All right, what's that baby's name?
Her name is Kira Lilly.
Ooh,
is yeah. that Irish?
I don't know what it is. I just I know when I hold her in my arms, I just melt.
And then, and then he hears his wife say, "Give me $20. Give me $50 for the baby."
There you go.
All right. Hey, good stuff. I'm happy for you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lance.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right. He's already here. Mike Bronicheski. He's ready to go to work. True Value Home Improvement Show. Minutes away, right after David Ballarato on KDKA.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.